Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us for the second hour of the show on this fine day in America. We are and should be proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, football co-host Quentin Roberts and I will talk with Air Force grad and former football player about his career. Then we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games, and Gil and Skip will present The Border in a Book. So it's a pleasure to greet our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. Welcome, bro.
Welcome, Denny. It's a pleasure to be here today, and really excited. We have a special guest for our listeners, Mr. Chad Hennings, and we're excited to have Chad. How are you doing today?
Awesome, Quentin. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, as a West Point grad, I'm happy to welcome Chad. I'll cheer for Air Force every game of the year, but not maybe one of them. Anyway, welcome, Chad.
Good to be with you, Denny.
Well, Chad, I'm going to just jump in here and just give a little bit of an intro. I'll say that this young man hails from Elberon, Iowa. He is a 1988 graduate of the Air Force Academy and was the most, and probably still is, the most decorated Air Force player of all time. He was a consensus All-American in 1987 and earned the prestigious Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman in college football senior year. He's also an inductee of the College Football Hall of Fame. He's a combat fighter pilot and a Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Chad Hennings.
But you forgot the most important piece of that whole thing. I'm your classmate and teammate.
Yes, indeed. Proud of classmate and teammate. That's right. And boy, what great experiences did we have. But Chad, we're embarking upon the week of the Air Force Navy game. Always a big game when we go in the Commander in Chief's series. What are some of your memories of the Commander in Chief's trophies games, especially going against Navy?
You know, one of the things that I always remember from those games was that, you know, the top of our goals for the season were to beat Army and to beat Navy. Those were the games with the pinnacle. Even if we may have been 10-2, if we'd lost to Army and Navy, it would have been an unsuccessful season. So it's just the bragging rights. It's like the bragging rights between brothers. You know, there's that sibling rivalry to get after each other. And I can say that those games were probably some of the most physical games I've ever played against. And it didn't matter what either team's record was going into it. It was going to be a battle. But I know, as you recall, the benefit about playing Navy was we never lost to Navy. We beat Navy every year. Yeah. And it's kind of, they can't take that away from us, can they?
That's right. That's right.
And those were my memories of that series.
I tell you what, the physicality was, you're so right. No matter what the records were, it was always a big game. The crowds were extra special in those games. And I want to say, too, though, that they really prepared you for a lot of what we faced afterwards. When you go on active duty, you know, one, camaraderie amongst the other services, and two, just being able to be in the challenge and understanding that you can still come out victoriously. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your career flying fighters as a pilot of A-10s?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Well, for one, because of my size, the Air Force gave me waivers for my height and weight so that I could fly. I ended up flying, receiving the assignment to fly God's gift to close air support, the mighty A-10 Warthog, and did 45 missions out of flew into Northern Iraq, out of Incirlik, Turkey, for Operation Provide Comfort and Northern Watch during the latter part of the first Gulf War. You know, in my time there, it was a phenomenal experience because everything, to tie this into Air Force football, the lessons that I learned on the gridiron regarding teamwork, camaraderie, preparation, how to think tactically, integratively on your feet to, you know, the key to air power is flexibility, how to be flexible in that, to see whatever was the mission critical components that were before you. I mean, all those lessons I learned on the gridiron, I was able to transfer over then to flying jets. And the cool thing was, is there was one of our old teammates who graduated here ahead of us, who you've probably had on the show before, Terry Mackey, All-American linebacker for the Air Force Academy, was a special operations combat controller. There were missions where, you know, on the gridiron, it was my job as a defensive tackle basically to protect Terry as a linebacker so that he could maneuver and to make the tackle. I had to tie up the offensive lineman, right? And in Operation Provide Comfort, here I am flying cover and support of Terry on the ground. And I'm doing Mackey. I'm still doing the same things that I did for you 5 years ago, protecting your butt on the ground.
That's right.
So that's, you know, those are the experiences that we had. And they transferred over for me playing professionally for the Cowboys as well as in business. They were life lessons that were applicable in multiple facets of my life.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Air Force grad Chad Hennings.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, you talk about going on to play for the Cowboys and you were able to win those Super Bowls. You know, as we look at just championship DNA, what do you think are those real critical pieces to that championship DNA that distinguish those winners? And because the, you know, it's a razor thin margin between winning and losing.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that everybody wants to be a Super Bowl champion. Not everybody's willing to pay the price of what it takes to become that. And there's a couple things that stood out for me, having had that experience playing for those Cowboy teams in the early 90s, was one, the dedication, the work ethic that these guys put in. And I played with seven at that time, future Hall of Famers. I mean, the guys that were the best of the best at their individual positions. And I can honestly say the work ethic that they had, yeah, they were blessed with God-given talent, but pretty much everybody in the NFL has great athletic talent. But they honed their craft to the next level that, you know, ultimately made them all pro and then Hall of Famers. And then the second aspect of that DNA of a championship team would be the selflessness. You know, we had that at the Air Force Academy because we went up, we were a bunch of no names, probably many of us not recruited to your Power Five schools, and we wanted to play Division I college football, and we played as a team. And we went up against players, other teams that were probably more athletic than us, certainly larger than what we were from a physical standpoint. But we played as a team. We were selfless. We did our job. We did our role. And that was the thing on those Cowboy teams, too. It didn't matter. Offense, defense, special teams, they wanted to win. They did their job, individual role, to the utmost. But it wasn't all about them. It was about the team. And it wasn't just about winning games, per se. It was about, like us, if we didn't beat Army and Navy, it was not a successful season, per se. If we didn't win the Commander-in-Chief Trophy, same thing with those Cowboy teams. If we didn't win the Super Bowl, even though we may have went, you know, 12-2, it wasn't a successful season.
Well, that's a great way, I think, to sum it up. And you're very right in terms of that selflessness and what it takes to have to pay the price. I think Vince Lombardi has a famous quote about, you know, paying the price. And it's it that kind of thing never goes out of style, you know. So, well, Chad, I'm going to give you the last word on being able to handicap a little bit what the Falcons have to do to beat Navy in this season.
They just play mistake-free football. Play the way that they can, do their individual roles. You know, they're inexperienced, but now, you know, they're several games into the season. That inexperience, they are experienced. Everybody's had the playing time. So for them, it's just, it always comes down to he who makes the least amount of mistakes usually wins the game.
Yep. No turnovers, no timely penalties, win the kicking game, play selfless ball, and believe in yourself. I think that's, you know, a couple bounces go your way, that'd do it. So, hey, I really appreciate having you today and wish you the very best in the future.
Thanks, Quentin.
Thank you, Chad, for sharing with us today. And thank you for serving our nation. And I always cheer for Air Force, except when they're playing the Army, of course. So I'm on your team. Thank you.
You bet, Danny.
And Quentin will be back on in a minute. Next up, we'll review last weekend Service Academy football games. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. It's time to do some knee bends. Go halfway down each time. Do at least 50. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back. Suppose you are forced to defend yourself or your family. This can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. You will likely face legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation and you may find yourself in the legal system. U.S. Law Shield is here to help you through these events. Experienced U.S. Law Shield attorneys are ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To sign up, go to uslawshield.com and use promo code FRONTLINES.
As veterans, we at Concerned Veterans for America know defending freedom comes at a high cost. Our lawmakers should consider that cost when they send troops to war.
If wars don't serve our national interest, our brave men and women shouldn't be deployed into harm's way. Our troops should not be in combat because Congress doesn't want to make tough decisions about military engagement.
Find out how you can join the movement to end our nation's endless wars at cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. And it is Service Academy football time, and I'm joined, of course, by our football co-host, Air Force vet Quentin Roberts. Welcome, brother.
Danny, whoa. Are we playing some good football? At least two out of our three Service Academy, our main Service Academy teams, and then Coast Guard and Merchant Marine are playing good ball, too. This has been an absolutely fantastic season.
It is indeed. And Army beating Temple 49-7, that I was expecting them to win, but not by that much. I'm not complaining.
You know, Denny, there have been some years that have been a little bit more lean, and then some years you get what the getting's good. And that's what Army is doing right now. They moved to 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in the conference, with a dominant win over the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. They traveled to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it was a sunny day for Bryson Daly to have two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns to account for a total of four, and throw for a perfect 5 for 5 for 140 yards and added 110 yards on the ground. Daly was aided by slot back Noah Short, who had three receptions for 121 yards and two touchdowns, and running back Kanye Udo, who was absolutely unstoppable, rushing for 137 yards and two touchdowns. It was all Army all day long. That's the only way to really put that, Denny. And the Black Knights have just looked good in doing it. When we look at what happened, I mean, it was Army jumped out 7-0. Tulsa actually came back and made it a game, going 16 plays, 75 yards to make it 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. Army put up two more touchdowns in the second and then just poured it on. It was 21-7 at the half, and they just poured it on in the second half. When we look at the tail of the tape, Army total yards 481 to Tulsa's 268, zero turnovers. And surprisingly, Tulsa did have the time of possession edge, 34 minutes to Army's 25, but it's what Army did with that time that they had the ball, and then they were just absolutely dominant. Tremendous win for the Black Knights.
It was indeed. And Air Force hosted Navy, but Navy won. But Air Force is good a team. This is a rebuilding year, I guess, is what you'd call it. The Navy won 34-7.
They did, and hats off to Navy. It's their first win in Colorado Springs since 2012 as Navy moved to an undefeated season thus far at 5-0, 2-0 in the conference. Air Force is 1-4. And frankly, Denny, they're going to have trouble finding wins as we go through this season. They are absolutely struggling offensively. But it was Blake Horvath. I mean, he has really been the story all season. And it was no different, as he rushed for 115 yards and two touchdowns, threw for 134 yards, while junior H-back Eli Heidenreich rushed for 100 on six carries and caught five passes for 101. It was truly the H&H show. Horvath and Heidenreich, baby. They are making it happen. It was a sellout crowd in Colorado Springs, 39,441 fans in a sunny day. But I tell you what, the Air Force was a little bit too hospitable. You know, when we look at the tail of the tape, it was Navy outgaining Air Force 463 to 273. They outgained them in the air and on the ground, 134 to 115 in the air, 329 to 158 on the ground. The time of possession was pretty even. But, you know, Air Force has really been struggling to put up points this year. Navy is really, I mean, they're really rolling in terms of the point totals that they're putting up. And so this really was an expected outcome. Of course, the Air Force faithful were hoping for a different result. When we look at what Navy scored, they scored 49, 38, 56, 41, and 34 points in their five victories. So, you know, hats off to Coach Newberry and to the midshipmen.
The Coast Guard, they beat MIT 21 to 19. Close game, but win's a win.
Yo, Danny, I tell you what a game, too. I mean, it was Coast Guard who really jumped out to a 21 to nothing lead before MIT mounted a comeback. And in the third quarter, they brought it to within 8 points at 21 to 13. But they missed the extra point. And that's why they had to go for two when they scored fourth quarter. And Coast Guard held them at bay for the 21 to 19 victory. So it was a big road win. They moved to 3-2 on the season. They being Coast Guard.
Now, Merchant Marine lost to Salve Regina 31 to 28. Again, a very close game.
They sure did. And again, then it, you know, it was one team getting up. It was Merchant Marine going up big, going up 20 to 7 at one point before Salve Regina came back and actually took the lead 21 to 20 in the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter, Gervie Alada's 11-yard run put Merchant Marine back on top. Salve Regina came back to tie it up and then took the lead again with 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go with a 25-yard field goal that was the difference in the game. So tough game, tough loss for Merchant Marine Academy.
Yep. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking Service Academy football. So this week, Navy and Coast Guard have byes. Army plays UAB. They're going to host them, I think.
Yes, they will at the Mikey Stadium. And Army is favored by 26. Woo! Talk about odds makers giving Army some credit. UAB comes in at 1-4 on the season, 0-2 in the conference. They've already played Navy, and it was pretty ugly. And so the odds makers looked at that and said, well, you're not going to do much better against Army. You know, look for another big win by the Black Knights.
And Air Force is versus New Mexico. How might that be?
I tell you, Danny, usually New Mexico is an automatic win on the Air Force schedule. But this year, Air Force goes in at 1-4. New Mexico goes in at 1-4. And New Mexico is actually favored by 6.5 points. Air Force has to figure out how to get some scoring. They did change quarterbacks against Navy, going with Quentin Haynes, of course, no relation, who gave them a little bit of a spark. He threw a touchdown pass. But, you know, I tell you what, it is very, they don't have any consistency in their offensive flow right now. And when you don't have that, it starts leading to turnovers. You lead to have turnover on downs. You lead to have penalties and a lot of inefficiencies. And that's what Air Force is grappling with right now.
Indeed. And Merchant Marine is versus MIT. And MIT just lost to Coast Guard. So must be an equal match.
That's right. Merchant Marine has got MIT. So we'll see if they can rebound from a tough loss and beat MIT. I have full confidence in the Mariners.
Good deal. Thank you, Quentin. We'll be back at it again next week, brother. I enjoy working with you. This is fun.
It's certainly a pleasure, Denny, working with you, the audience that we have, and then the subject matter. You know, as I said, these kids aren't going to the pros, and you know, with very few exceptions. We're not talking about NIL, transfer portal. We're talking about the good old-fashioned way. So it is fun and rather refreshing.
It is. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, Gil and Skip will discuss the border in a book. They will open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're giving serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go. Check universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm twice. Then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back.
HelpVet.net is here to help all veterans, active military, and families. HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with their everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, discounted services, or information on retirement benefits, financial resources, and much more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all your needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net. Never forget, never forgotten.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And now it's time for the Marine B&B. Marine Vet Gil Mazza, a retired Border Patrolman, will discuss our nation's southern border. Glad to have you back, Gil.
Hello, Colonel.
And Marine Vet and author, oh yeah, and Frontlines of Freedom co-host, Skip Coriel will present another interesting book. Glad you're still with the show, Skip.
It's only been a few minutes, Colonel.
Well, true. Okay, Gil, you're up. Our nation's border czar says all is well on the southern border, and she actually visited it for the second time in 3.5 years.
It was the 20 minutes that changed the history of the entire United States of America. My gosh, right now we're looking at almost 4 years of a completely open border security breach in the history of our country. And she went out there for 20 minutes. I was told by the agents there on the ground, they weren't allowed to get anywhere near her. She had enough of the special units to kind of just have a protective detail around her, but she wanted nothing to do with the agents on the ground.
Gee, I wonder why. Perhaps they might ask her a serious question. And she's never even had or permitted anybody to interview her and ask serious questions, have they?
No, not as of yet. But the thing about it is that now we're starting to see more and more active agents starting to go on record as to the nightmarish, what we've seen in these last almost 4 years. And it now affects so much more. I'm especially concerned, Colonel, with this coming election. We are a month out, and already we have seen that only a few handful of states have cleaned out their rosters of either illegal aliens, dead people, I guess it's dead Republicans that are voting Democrat now. And, this nightmarish election that's coming that we can't even be sure is going to be a honest and fair election.
Well, but, that's a huge issue. It has always been important, but particularly in the last, since the COVID crisis. But we have people in our country that are from countries hostile to us. Iran has said they want to kill Trump. There's certainly Iranians that have crossed the border in the last 3.5 years, right?
Well, yes, sir. There's been hundreds of thousands of special interest aliens from countries that are connected to terrorism. But what concerns me, what I find interesting, is the connection, right? So we have the same DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling us for almost 4 years that the border is secure, that they're protecting America, that everything's fine, nothing to worry about. And we see them, we've watched them funnel in millions upon illegals. I think it's going to be close to 50 million by the time this administration's over. But then they run out of FEMA money that they've been using this entire time to fund at a tune of $150 billion in the last couple of years alone. instead of using that money for FEMA and for the upcoming hurricanes that apparently now are going to be even worse than Helene.
Yeah, and I understand there might be some taxpaying U.S. citizens that could use help. Do you hear that rumor?
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing is that they're funneling out $750 for ATMs that don't even work in that area. And I'm just curious because those are the states that are involved are also key states in this election. And if people can't get out to vote, I know that the Democrat side is doing all kinds of alternative voting and then using the names of all these other illegals that they funnel into the country to send out, multiple ballots per person for people to send in for votes.
Yeah, that's certainly going to be an impact. How could it not be? I know in my home state of Michigan, and if you register, come in and identify yourself as an illegal alien, they give you a driver's license and register your vote. So
just think of the millions we've spent just housing them, already in all the in different communities across the country. We are paying for their first 2 years of free rent, free utilities, free medical education, everything else like that. While our own American citizens, right, they talk about how we can't experience the American dream today. But somehow they want to convince us that every illegal they allow through the border is going to achieve somehow the American dream. I guess after they're done paying their indentured servitude to whatever cartel that they're working on. But I also find it greatly encouraging that we have someone like even Elon Musk right now that is sounding the alarm across the country. So there might be hope for us yet, Colonel.
There's hope, but it's only if good Americans get out and vote. And we got to get that done. Gil, thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. And now it's time for Skip to share a book. You're on, bro. What's the book?
Well, Colonel, after all of that, I mean, every month we listen to Gil giving us good news about how great everything is, pixie dust, unicorns flying all over. Wonderful things are happening here in America. So I decided, we need a book that is happy, filled with, dare I say, joy. Okay. So I picked out an apocalyptic adventure. And this one, just to be happy here, imagine a giant killer comet hurtling towards planet Earth on a direct collision course. And you've got 5 months to live. Colonel, what would you do if you knew you had 5 months to live because you're going to be smashed by a killer comet?
Well, I'd stop doing push-ups.
I guess that makes sense, Gil.
Yeah, that makes a little sense to me. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, my gosh, that's a lot of coffee I need to consume before the world ends.
Well, it would certainly solve the illegal alien problem.
Technically, yes.
And the election wouldn't be that big a deal.
But I feel better already, Skip.
I know. I'm here to make everyone happy. This book, it's a book by Jordan Rivette, and she's an author. She's put out, I think, about 25 books, all apocalyptic adventure type stuff. This is a four-book series, and it's called The Bunker four-book series. So if you go on Amazon.com, you can check this out. Audiobook, paperback, and ebook. But it says, when a killer comet hurtles for the Earth, 18-year-old Joanna Murphy is selected to wait out the apocalypse in an underground bunker. She enters cryosleep with her close-knit teams, preparing to resettle the planet after the atmosphere clears in 200 years. So it's set in the future. I just thought it was a really interesting novel approach to end-of-the-world type stuff, because us apocalyptic authors, I've written like 15 end of the world novels myself, and it's always challenging to try and figure out a new, fresh way to destroy the planet. And I think this lady, Jordan Rivette, she's done that. But saving the planet using cryosleep, I thought that was a very, very novel approach. And I don't know. I'm not sure I would want to go to sleep for 200 years. I'm not sure I trust the technology. And I don't know, everything that I would miss over 200 years.
Yeah. And think that what it would do to your calendar. Oh, well.
Right. Trying to figure out where to eat when you wake up.
Yes. Tell us again the name of that book.
The name of the book is The Bunker 4-Book Series by Jordan Rivette. The first book in the series is called Wake Me After the Apocalypse. It's very clever. It's interesting, but, you know, take some melatonin before you start reading it.
Thank you, Skip. That really sounds interesting. We do a pretty good job of putting up with each other, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And thank you, Gil, for being a part of the team and for your service to our nation. Hey,
thank you, Colonel.
Even if you are a Marine, I really appreciate you.
And even if I don't show up half the time.
Just do the push-ups. You're back on in a minute, Skip. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag, then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some more push-ups. How about 64 this time? I want your Ranger ready. Then stand at ease.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
It's that time of the year again. The U.S. Mint is making their new 2024 American Silver Eagle and American Gold Eagle coins, and there's no better time to shore up your investment in precious metals than now. Call Universal Coin and Bullion at 800-UCB Gold to get great prices on the finest gold and silver coins of the year. I work with Universal Coin and Bullion because they're a company that you can trust. So give them a call at 800-UCB Gold. That's 800-UCB Gold, or check them out at universalcoin.com/Denny. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, I do some coin collecting. Universal Coin was the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go for coins and a really great place to go to purchase silver and gold. I encourage you to go to universalcoin.com/Denny. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I really welcome comments from you, our listeners. Send your thoughts to me at frontlinesoffreedom.com or Facebook. What's the first one, Skip?
Well, Colonel, Coast Guard vet Marty appreciated the debate between the two vets who are candidates for vice president. He's definitely voting for the Marine. And God bless you, Marty.
I don't know what to say here. Anyway, wise choice, Marty. I believe he is the one qualified candidate.
And Cherry, a Navy vet, is upset that you said you would be rooting for Army at the Army-Navy game. Aren't you supposed to be neutral?
Sorry, Sherry, I am very indeed proudly biased here. And now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, on 18 October 1767, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon completed their survey of the boundary between the colonies of Pennsylvania and Maryland, as well as areas that would eventually become the states of Delaware and West Virginia. The Penn and Calvert families had hired Mason and Dixon, English surveyors, to settle their dispute over the boundary between their two proprietary colonies, Pennsylvania and Maryland. The Mason-Dixon line also became the reference point between the North and the South in our Civil War.
And on the 17th of October, 1777, during our Revolutionary War, British general and playwright John Burgoyne surrendered 5,000 British and Hessian troops to American General Horatio Gates at Saratoga, New York.
And on 16 October 1859, abolitionist John Brown led a small group on a raid against an arsenal in Harper's Ferry, Virginia, in an attempt to incite an insurrection and destroy the institution of slavery.
And on the 14th of October, 1863, at the Civil War Battle of Bristone Station, Confederate General Robert E. Lee attempted to drive the Union Army out of Virginia, but failed when an outnumbered Union force repelled the attacking rebels.
And on 15 October, 1863, during the Civil War, the CSS Hunley, the first successful submarine, sunk during a test run, killing its inventor and seven crew members. That's a bummer.
Uh-huh. And on the 18th of October, 1942, during World War II, Vice Admiral William Halsey replaced Vice Admiral Robert Gorney as commander of South Pacific. The man nicknamed Bull by the press began a military career as a destroyer commander during World War I. Halsey was made a captain at the age of 53, earned his naval aviator's wings, as promoted to vice admiral in 1940. But it was the bombing of Pearl Harbor that marked his future for him. Halsey had his carrier task force out on maneuvers when Pearl Harbor was attacked, so his was one of the few remaining functioning battle groups left after the destruction of so much of the American fleet, placing him in the position of making the unpredictable and aggressive strategic decisions for which he would become renowned.
He was always one of my favorites, Colonel. I love Halsey.
He did do a good job.
And on 14 October 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began, bringing the U.S. and the Soviet Union to the brink of nuclear conflict. Photographs taken by a high-altitude U-2 spy plane offered incontrovertible evidence that Soviet-made medium-range missiles were in Cuba, capable of carrying nuclear warheads, and now stationed 90 miles off the American coastline.
I remember that. That was serious, serious concern. And on the 15th of October, 1965, in a demonstration staged by the student-run National Coordination Committee to end the war in Vietnam, the first public burning of draft cards took place in the U.S.
And on 18 October 1989, the Iron Curtain nations of East Germany and Hungary took significant steps toward ending the communist domination of their countries and to replace it with more democratic politics and free market economies. In Hungary, the Communist Party had disbanded on 7 October. This was followed by the raising of the barbed wire fence that had for years separated Hungary from Austria. The destruction of the fence effectively marked the end of the Berlin Wall as an impediment to travel between East and West Germany, since East Germans could now simply travel to Hungary, enter Austria, and go on from there to West Germany. Not surprisingly, the Berlin Wall came down shortly thereafter.
And 16 October 1991 was a Wednesday afternoon in Killeen, Texas, and George Hennard drove his pickup truck through the plate glass window of Luby's cafeteria and began firing indiscriminately into the crowded restaurant with a semi-automatic pistol. The deranged Hennard killed 22 people and wounded 20, one fatally, before turning the gun on himself. Present in the restaurant was Susanna Gratia, who narrowly escaped being shot, but whose mother and father were killed. Gratia had her own gun with her that day, but left it locked in her car as required by Texas state law at the time. After recovering, Gratia became a fierce advocate of the right to carry concealed handguns in public places and led a popular movement that resulted in the approval of the Texas Concealed Handgun License Act in 1995. In 1996, she was elected to the Texas House of Representatives and continued to be a vocal proponent for the right to bear arms. You know, when honest citizens are prohibited from bearing arms in a place, then the only people there with guns are the criminals, illegal aliens, and if we're lucky, the police. And that's military history for today. What would you do if you were forced to defend yourself or your family? These situations can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. In addition to it being the worst day of your life, you can face a large amount of legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation, and you can find yourself in the legal system. It's just the way the law works. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events who never thought that would happen to them. With their Legal Defense for Self-Defense program, experienced attorneys are always ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To begin your membership today, go to U.S. Law Shield and use the promo code FRONTLINES. And now it's time for our self-defense report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing, and now, more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, in a startling incident in St. Louis County, Missouri, a burglar was found standing over a sleeping couple's bed, naked from the waist down. When confronted and ordered to leave, the intruder brazenly challenged the homeowner to shoot me. The naked man then lunged at the homeowner, who fired once, striking the intruder in the chest. The suspect fell to the floor, reportedly saying, "All right, man, don't shoot me no more." The intruder fled the house and collapsed in the back lawn. St. Louis County prosecutors charged the dude with first-degree burglary and misdemeanor assault. He is currently held on a $250,000 cash-only bond.
Thanks, Colonel. Just when I think it can't get any more weird, I run across an article like this. But the sad and scary truth is this. America's mental health crisis is in full bloom from sea to shining sea. Oh, how I yearn for the days when we didn't have to lock our doors at night, when we could leave our car keys on the seat, and dare I say it, when criminals had the common decency to wear clothing while they robbed us. But in order to get a better analysis of this crime, let's look at some more facts. First, it was 5 a.m. Most predators, both animal and human varieties, prefer to operate at night under cover of darkness. So, in this case, I've no doubt that this intruder had just finished a long night of partying, drinking, and taking drugs before committing this crime. The problem with drugs and alcohol is that it removes natural inhibitions against the most basic of rules, like entering another person's house naked and demanding them to kill you. Now, do I know for certain that this intruder was intoxicated? Well, no. But if he wasn't, then he falls under the category of mentally ill, and that makes him dangerous all the time instead of just when he's binge drinking. Either way, my analysis is correct. Second, the homeowner left his door unlocked. Folks, you just can't do that these days, especially in high crime areas like St. Louis County. Every night, before I lay down to sleep, I do a perimeter check outside my house. Then I walk around inside and ensure that all windows and doors are locked. I close all the curtains as well. Then I turn on the alarm system. The best thing the homeowner did was this. He had a loaded firearm within arm's reach of his bed, and he didn't hesitate to use it when the naked crazy man threatened his family. There was also a 5- and a 10-year-old hid inside the house that he had to protect. All in all, this St. Louis man did a great job protecting himself and his family, and Frontlines of Freedom salutes his courage and his presence of mind. Oh, and one other thing. Please lock your doors so you don't have to shoot any more naked crazy men.
Good point, Skip. Our movie of the month is The Attendant. You can go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link and watch it for free. I'd appreciate getting your comments on the movie. Send your comments to me at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, General Dick Clark, a football player, will join us to discuss his career on and off the field. Then we'll meet Marine vet Andrew Fink, who wants to continue serving. Then Quentin Roberts will present this weekend's Service Academy football games. And General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Our book, Frontlines of Freedom, with 19 authors, has its mission to helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being in shape physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book on frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in correcting our nation. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Stand tall, be proud Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.